I'm sorry, what's that?
What's name your website.
Oh, the website, nmspacemuseum.org.
Okay, that makes sense.
I want to point out, you need to go look at our Facebook page, Chris, because I put a picture of you up in a space outfit.
Oh, dear.
I found that one online, and I put that in there, and I've got you in there with your name and all.
For $200, we'll take it down.
And also, Elsa, we have a link to the Space Museum through our Facebook page, which is El Paso History Radio Show. But it's a great picture of you. It's a Russian space outfit.
Oh, we had one of you in in your Star Trek outfit. We didn't post that one, but
yeah.
Also, you guys take phone calls these days, or should we give out a phone number these days?
For the museum, yeah, we do. We actually, most everything that happens right now, we do have a security guard in the vicinity of the phone, and he answers most of the calls. But if not, people just leave a message and we get right back to him. But our phone number is 575-437-2840.
Okay, I'll add that to the Facebook
page. That's the New Mexico Space Museum, otherwise known as the Space Museum of New Mexico. I'll get it right eventually. We'll talk more. And by the end of the show, I'll have it all figured out. All right, Chris Orwalls here. Yep. We're going to take a break here and come back and do some more of this. And you can call us here. We did take a couple of calls off air,
but
they don't want to get on the air. A lot of people say
you
don't.
You've got to get on the air to win the trivia contest.
Well, yeah, but see, people don't. What's that? We can't call it a trivia.
Well,
the best question
best
prize.
Question prize.
And
best
also, we have another clip of old history coming up here.
Cool.
A landing on the moon we'll play for you in
Yay.
A few minutes here. In the meantime, call us up if you think it's a good idea.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
With over 19 years of experience in the El Paso real estate market, Patrick Tuttle has successfully navigated the ups and downs of uncertain markets, including the last recession, and he can assist you in buying or selling in the current market. Call him today, 915-588-1850.
Hi, I'm Patrick Tuttle with Legacy Real Estate Services. I offer flexible fees, no upfront costs, and if you don't like me, fire me. Call me today at 915-588-1850. 588-1850.
An iHeartRadio original podcast. October 16th, 1972. Two congressmen board a small plane in Alaska and disappear. Despite a massive search, they're never found. The case goes cold until a young reporter named John Walczak starts digging. What he finds is one of the strangest stories you've never heard.
Did he indicate what was in the suitcase?
He said it was a bomb.
Listen to Missing in Alaska on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you find your favorite shows.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Relaxia, a full line of drug-free supplements to help you manage occasional stress and anxiety. A special blend of herbals keeps you feeling calm and balanced throughout the day. Because when there's less stress, there's more you. Try new Natrol Relaxia. Learn more at relaxiamood.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
David Horowitz's new book about President Trump is out. It's called Blitz. In Blitz, Horowitz warns that Antifa wants to stop Trump and crush our freedoms. Blitz predicted that race would be a big issue, but Trump has a secret plan for the election. Mike Huckabee says if everyone reads Blitz, Trump will win. A number one Amazon bestseller. Get Blitz at bookstores or get the free offer from Newsmax and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Or go to blitz411.com. blitz411.com.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Chris Orwell's on hold, and we got a couple of calls on hold. We'll get to them in a second. And I got to tell you, coming in July 4th, the man coming in next Saturday is the man who has been on ABC 7 Friday nights in June. That's El Paso History TV dude, Bernie Sargent. We thank Bernie for doing what he did. And he'll be the marshal of our 4th of July Parade of History.
Because
he can't be. He was going to be a 4th of July marshal on a parade on the west side.
That's right.
But he can't do that because nobody's doing it.
Can he do his wave?
Yeah, we'll wave on the radio. So he'll have more El Paso A to Z, people who have made history in our county. And also like lawman Pat Garrett. I think he's going to do that. And other
exciting things lined up. Yeah, a lot of history.
The thing is, a lot of the people like Pat Garrett, they had family members go on and do stuff. Didn't one of his daughters write that song, El Paso?
She wrote it for the El Paso Women's Club, yes.
They
commissioned her to write that song.
We should play that.
Oh, I will do that. You
want to bring it in?
No, I've actually got it. We did a history moment on it.
Okay, but you
remember?
Did we play the song?
I'm not going to play it. I've got a copy of it that Tim redid.
That's what I mean.
And Patty.
If you want to bring it in or send it to Andrew.
I'll do that.
Do that. So that'll be next week on
Make
that.
Make a note.
July 4th. And July 11th, we're going to review the 12 Travelers Monument Project with Jody Schwartz and Nancy Howell, their board directors there. Plus the artist, Ethan Hauser, who's working on the Juarez Monument. He'll be calling in, talk about the progress of how they're doing. July 18th, this will be fun. Carl Lombaugh from Las Cruces. He'll be back to explain a fabulous research archive in Las Cruces, New Mexico, called the Institute of Historical Survey Foundation.
Oh, he's good.
If you don't know what that is, we're going to tell you. And also, there's other places in Las Cruces to do research. We'll ask Chris if he's been to one of these things, because it's an amazing place here. And what do you got to read about here?
Well, I just want to tell people that, Concordia Heritage Association, which takes care of Concordia Cemetery, would like everybody to remember the importance of commemorating people that are buried in Concordia. And one of those that's kind of a well-known but not known, you always think of John Wesley Hardin because he's the biggest guy out at the cemetery, the gunfighter. But next to him is Martin Morose.
Yeah.
And he was the person that basically introduced, got it involved so that John Wesley Hardin met Beulah Morose, who we had in last week at Patricia Kidney, talking about Beulah Morose
his
and her
wife.
Relationship. His wife at that time.
Yeah.
And, it's just the wild and woolly days in 1895, and Concordia Cemetery has got a lot of these history characters buried out there. So we just want to remember Martin Morose today. And if you're interested in learning more about Concordia history, you can give Patricia Kidney a call at 591-2326, and she knows where all the bodies are buried.
And she'll help you have a good time.
And if you want to find a gravesite, contact them, and they can also help you find family gravesites out there.
And if you want to put somebody in one, I don't want to know about it. So there you go.
Late at night.
We got Chris Orwell back here on the air. And, Chris, we got a caller here. You ready for a caller?
Sure.
Okay, we got Savio, correct? Hey, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hello.
Chris, are you the gentleman? I just got off the line here. Are you the gentleman from Alamogordo?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I have a 17 and a half by, 21 and a half black and white photo of John Kennedy at White Sands that looks like dedicating, what do we call that vessel, a piggyback. And I'd like to donate it to you, but I'd like to send you a picture first to see if you want it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's wonderful. We love to get, donations like that into the museum. So probably best if we get your contact information offline through the radio station there. And then I would have my curator, Sue Taylor, get in touch with you direct. And, we could kind of take a look and see, what works best for both of us.
Okay. I cannot tell exactly what date it was, but anyway, it is a wood frame and glass not plastic glass, and I'd have to be very careful about shipping it. So yeah, let's get together.
We'll take your info off the air. But Savia, where'd you get it?
Where'd I get it?
Yeah,
I inherited.
Cool.
From a friend of mine, 93 years old, and I'm 79, so somebody's got to get it.
Fair
before
enough.
Before I go.
Well, all right, yeah, Savio, thank you for calling us up with that. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, and I'm sure that came from he was there in June of 63, fifth or sixth, I forget. It was early June 1963 was when JFK actually did a visit out there to the White Sands Missile Range,
and
gave speeches, et cetera.
Okay, I think that's the date.
All right, Savio.
I can tell June and 6-3. Okay, we're all right. Good.
Hold on there. Hold on there, Savio.
June 5th, 1963.
She looked it up. All right, Savio, hold on there,
and
Andrew will take your information off here. Hold on, please.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's cool. Hey, we'll do this. If anybody has other interesting stuff, if you've got an old V2 rocket you're not using,
I need a new planter. Please bring it to my house.
No.
Oh,
Chris,
come on.
Chris needs it at his museum. So if you've got another,
We've got the remains of a V2, but we don't have a full V2 for vertical display. We'd love to get one.
Oh, wouldn't that be cool? So if you got an extra one, call Chris, but we'll give you the number. All right, Chris, we got to take another break here and come back and do stuff. But Chris Orwals here from the Alamogordo Museum of Space History. And I didn't say that right that time either.
I know.
New Mexico Space Museum in Alamogordo.
Yes, that's. No, that's not right either.
That's not right either.
Isn't it? Chris, what is it?
Museum of Space History.
There we go. Museum of Space History.
Okay, but you Google all that, you'll find this guy.
Well, go to our Facebook page, and you can check out the link where you can go right to the website and find out for yourself. How's that? Go El Paso History Radio Show Facebook.
Even more good. Well, okay, Andrew, you ready for another break? We're going to call. Throw the phone number out there.
544-544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell properties. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca at 915-592-4549. Call Monterey Asset Management to discuss your personal financial needs at 592-4549.
iHeartRadio, straight from the studio with Jimmy Buffett.
A lot of people that are writing songs run into some kind of a writer's block. That has fortunately never happened to me because the more you travel, the more you understand that we're pretty much alike, and I always had material.
Down at the la 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 la.
Listen to Jimmy Buffett's new album, Life on the Flip Side, now on iHeartRadio All Access.
The Sentinel Group sponsors this paid advertisement for legal services and is responsible for legal services. Attention, have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers, bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-399-5446.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-399-5446. 800-399-5446. That's 800-399-5446.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
But you better be ready, because guess what? This week only in El Paso, Inc.
How two El Paso universities created a 3D printed device to help alleviate ventilator shortages as the country battles the coronavirus.
Do you want to reflect on how many years you might have left on Earth? No.
No.
Well, there's an app for that. Meet the El Paso entrepreneur and startup founder who created Moment.
How two El Paso entrepreneurs are navigating the pandemic and related closures as they try to, as they work to open a new restaurant.
Oh, good luck, dude. Celebrating its 25th year, El Paso Inc. is available for home or business delivery.
To order your copy of El Paso Inc., go online to elpasoinc.com.
Sundays on ABC7, Sunday Night Soul Signs has two guests who are in a runoff election. Private practice lawyer Yvonne Rosales will face current El Paso County Assistant District Attorney James Montoya, or maybe Jaime, I'm not sure. He's in a runoff election for the El Paso County District Attorney seat.
Host Saul Sines moderates the discussion Sunday night at 10:35 p.m. on ABC 7 Extra.
All right, we got things going on here. We got Chris Orwell on the phone here. Chris, we've stirred up some more people on the phone. And who do we have that we should go to Sean? Sean, we got you on the radio. What's going on, Sean?
Morning, Jackson. Morning, Melissa.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, morning, Chris. Everything's going great.
Morning.
I've got a quick question for you, Chris.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
Back in the late 70s, I was stationed over at Holloman, and I used to spend quite a bit of time up at the International Hall Space Hall of Fame, what your museum used to be called. And I remember that on, like, the second or third floor, they had a plexiglass or a Lexan pedestal that had a moon rock embedded in it with the top of it exposed so that you could touch a piece of the moon. And then it disappeared. Whatever happened to that?
Well, I'm going to go back here and say, first of all, the moon rock that I know that we have, and we currently have it, we've had it for many years, almost since the museum opened, is from Apollo 17. But it has always been inside of, it's embedded in a piece of pyramid-shaped plexiglass. And that's the way that it came from NASA. When they created a number of the rocks that went out for display that NASA did as part of, you know, their outreach program, they chose one of the, you know, very large rocks. It was a very distinctive rock that Jack Schmidt had seen on the surface of the moon, and they, you know, definitely, as they did the research on it, cut it up into pieces. One of the pieces, the large pieces, was embedded in acrylic, and then it was given to the museum, and we had it on display then in a vault, and it's still on display now in a vault, but you're not able to touch it. The touch rocks, that were some cut out of that, but it was a very limited number, and they only went to a specific locations. One went down into Mexico, one went to Kennedy Space Center, one went to the National Air and Space Museum. You know, there was only a few of those that went out. My understanding and my look at the pictures back at the museum is that there never was a touch moon rock at the museum, that there was touch meteorites, but not a moon rock. So I'm just not sure if maybe there was something different going on, or, you know, because there's nothing in our records that I've ever seen that shows that we had a touch moon rock on display.
So it goes, right?
Well,
yeah. Now that being said, we did an exhibit last year that was the Wonders on Wheels van that went over the state of New Mexico, and we put lunar and Martian meteorite pieces inside of that people could then touch a piece of the moon and touch a piece of Mars, and we're going to incorporate that into the museum as well when eventually we reopen.
Well, call Sean, because Sean wants to meet that truck and touch that rock, I can tell you right now. Sean, thanks for ringing up.
It may have been a meteorite. It's been close to 40 years ago, and maybe my memory isn't as great as it was.
What'd you have for breakfast that day? Don't worry about it. No. Hey, what are you going to have for lunch today? How about we meet you at Pepe's? We'll see you there.
Sounds like a plan, Jackson.
Thanks a lot. Take care, Sean.
Chris, thank you very, very much. I appreciate your answering me.
Yeah, if he goes to Pepe's today, he can.
Thank you for visiting then, and just so much appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Sean. You take care.
If Sean goes to Pepe's today, he can touch a burrito or something.
Touch my burrito.
Touch a burrito,
careful with that. See, who else we got here? We've got another call. Oh, this one's Daryl. Hey, Daryl, we got you on the radio. Daryl. Go ahead.
Good afternoon to all of you. Chris, there was the one V2 that used to be out at Fort Bliss at the museum there, and I thought it went up to Fort Sill or someplace like that. You might be able to trace it down. But more importantly, I was a project manager out that way, and we were surveying the range, and I actually found a V2 about 2010.
Oh, wow.
I can relocate that for you if it gets to that point in development.
Look what happened there, Chris. We put out a call if you have an extra V2, and Daryl has one.
Yeah.
I love it.
This is what Daryl. I would love to get in touch with you. You know, so once again, if the radio station doesn't mind, you know, and getting your contact information, we'll get in touch with you and have a discussion about what you know about. And because trust me, that's how a lot of things are found. You know, in fact, actually, the museum I came from, the V2 that was on display there was actually found literally inside of a building that was about to be destroyed.
Oh, my.
And luckily, the person who was hired to destroy the building looked inside these old nasty windows and saw what he's like, okay, I think I recognize that that's something, called up the guy who was the director of the museum at the time, who, you know, essentially got on a plane and went to the location and took a look at, you know, they went inside and he's like going, don't you dare destroy this building, you know? So
no.
And the next thing you know, there you go. The museum's got an incredible exhibit piece.
And I got to tell you, the one at Fort Bliss, it went with the Air Defense Artillery Unit, wherever they went, they took it with them because they figured that was part of their exhibit. Then that's where that went. Yeah. So
it was Fort Hill is where.
Is that where it is? Okay. Well, Daryl, thanks for ringing up. You take care.
We asked about it when it came down because we wanted it very badly.
Oh, and you should have it. I mean,
and Daryl, stay on the line there. We'll get your info.
One more comment. My nephew, who's a professional engineer here in El Paso, grew up in Alamogordo, and his dad worked for RCA out there, and he actually had as a young man a conversation with the gentleman that rode the sled there. He called me. He was in the phone book. He just curiously looked in the Alamogordo phone book. He was in the phone book, and he called and had a conversation with him. And that can be recounted also.
Were his eyes back in his head? Were they plastered all over the place? The video of that was weird. Well, Daryl, stay on the line. Andrew will take your phone number for the museum. Daryl, thanks for calling. You hold on. And Andrew, we got one more call here coming up here. Who do you got? You put it on the thing here. Steve, we got you on the radio now. What's up?
Hey, everybody. So I got a question for Chris. I think I might know the answer. So, Chris, were you ever into model rocketry either now or as a kid?
You know, interestingly enough, I wasn't as a kid. I was actually into model planes and model ships. And building those, and I hate to say it, but my cousin and I used to take a lot of the model ships that we spent lots of time building, and then we would destroy them with fireworks. Inside of my aunt's pool. Strangely enough, I wasn't into model rockets, but you almost have to. My history is very odd in the fact that, you know, growing up, I was very much, I wanted to be a police officer or a fireman kind of thing. Now, I grew up in Downey, where the Apollo Command Module and the Space Shuttle were built, so there was always a little bit of a swirl of space stuff going on around. And, in fact, my wife's father worked on the programs, and so she's got a much more direct connection than even I do. When I went to the Naval Academy and graduated from there, I became a submariner, and I was very focused on that. Now, I've launched two missiles from a submarine, not in anger, for test. But I have done that and crawled inside those missiles and worked on them. So I did that. But it wasn't until I retired from the Navy and ended up planning a trip for my family to a museum, and strangely enough, ended up running that museum in a strange set of circumstances that I really started the education, shall we say, in detail in space history. I'd read a lot of biographies. And so I knew quite a bit, but it didn't get into detail until later.
Steve, did you fire rockets as a kid?
And I would encourage Chris to maybe take it up as a hobby. We had a model rocketry club in middle school.
Oh, that's neat.
We launched all kinds of things.
I took a picture of my neighborhood.
Build a beautiful rocket and launch it, and And sometimes the parachutes deploy and it comes down, and sometimes it fails and it just augers in to make a small crater.
Well, I've seen a picture from I've seen a picture from Chris's museum where something went through the roof of a Volkswagen or something as it came back down without the parachute. So you got to be careful. And Chris, you do have a program for launching when you're open, right?
Yes, yes. So, you know, and we have our summer camp programs, and then when we have them going, are quite significant. And then we will also have other rocketry events, you know, throughout the year, you know, and we have worked with the FLAIR folks, out of which is the Fellowship of Las Cruces Area Rocket Enthusiasts, FLAIR. We've worked with them over the years too for some launches on site.
Steve, you and I need to join his club.
Well, get out there and launch some stuff. We used to do things like put rockets on brooms and try to launch them and just all kinds of stuff.
You need fins and a wire.
Once you've launched from a submarine, who wants to just do a little rocket? Come on.
Let's go find a swimming pool and launch some rocket. Well, Steve, thanks for ringing up. Anything else for you? All right, he's gone.
I appreciate
him stopping by. One more break here. We'll come back with Chris and talk more things about how to find Chris and how to get involved in the museum. So if you want to call us, we'll take a call, and the number is
544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has been at the forefront of inflammatory bowel disease research and care for over 50 years. Learn more about research, education, and support at Crohn'sColitisFoundation.org.
An iHeartRadio original podcast. October 16th, 1972, two congressmen board a small plane in Alaska and disappear. Despite a massive search, they're never found. The case goes cold until a young reporter named John Walczak starts digging. What he finds is one of the strangest stories you've never heard.
Did he indicate what was in the suitcase?
He said it was a bomb.
Listen to Missing in Alaska on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you find your favorite shows.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important.
We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Many thanks to Andrew J. Polk in the control room for doing the duty in there. Thank you kindly for all that. And also, we have another clip, Chris, that we haven't played yet. So, Andrew, you got ready for that next clip? Here we go. As you said, Apollo 13 was the one you heard Walter Cronkite announce, and it didn't have a good day. It had a bad day by the time they ended up. Here comes one where they landed on the moon in Apollo 14.
50 feet per second, 40 feet. 3 feet per second, 30 feet per second, looking straight, 20 feet, 10, 3 feet per second, contact now.
Stop. Gate. Oh, auto.
We're on the surface.
Okay, we made a good landing.
Roger, Antares.
413 plus 10,000. That was a beautiful one.
Yeah, we're slightly off. We landed the slope, but other than that, we're in great shape.
Yep.
Right on the landing station.
They made it to the moon there on that one, Chris. Do you ever think
Amazing.
About what it would be like to be in that seat?
Actually, there was no seat. They were standing.
Okay,
so I'll say that, you know, so because legs are great shock absorbers. But,
okay.
Yeah, no, trust me, I have always dreamed of what it would have been like to have come down for that landing, and then more so even to be able to climb down the ladder and take that step onto the lunar surface and stare around with my own eyes and see what it really looked like.
Can you imagine the guys? I don't know if it was 14 or not, but later flight, I know they took a buggy up there, pulled it out, and they drove around for a while. What would that have been like? My gosh.
Yeah, so in any case, yeah, on the last three missions, 15, 16, and 17, they had the lunar rover. So, and yeah, it was exhilarating for the driver, sometimes a little scary for the passenger, who was the lunar module pilot, because, you know, he didn't necessarily always know what was going to happen, which way the commander was going to turn. And usually the commander would make sure that he was on the high side and the lunar module pilot was on the low side when they were driving on uneven ground.
They tried to dump him out on a dune buggy, huh? Well, that's
yep.
amazing history. And apparently they're going to go back there. Is that part of Elon Musk's future? Is he going to head back up there?
Well, not necessarily. NASA's plans, you know, so, and heaven help us, those have changed many times over the years.
Yeah.
But the current push, and they're really trying to push it by, you know, 4 years from now, which is an incredibly aggressive time schedule. In any case, though, is to head back to the moon and land there again with humans and continue the research that got started in the 60s and 70s. And, you know, a lot of people say, hey, we've already been there. We've already learned everything about the moon. You know, I mean, the land surface of the moon is about the same if you combined Australia and Africa kind of thing. It's that amount of, you know, and if you only landed, you know, in half a dozen spots and walked around a little bit, you know, a few miles from those half a dozen spots, would you consider those continents explored, you know? So
No.
It's just kind of, you know, there's a lot more we need to learn from the moon, and we need to get used to living long periods of time on another body that's not super far away
Yeah.
before we really try and go to Mars.
Well, the other thing is to take a dump truck and get that green cheese and bring it back.
Exactly. It's the best cheese in the solar system.
Yeah, I was always amazed when I kept hearing him, you know, focusing mostly on Mars. And I'm like, you got to really stop, like, do like you're saying, get prepared on moon, which is so much closer.
All right, Chris, we're about
yeah,
out of here.
Yeah.
You need to clue us in again. How do people find a museum either online or virtually these days? And when it comes back online, whenever New Mexico turns on again, you're the big thing up on the mountain in Alamogordo. Can't miss it. And this one,
you can't miss this one. As you're driving into the Alamogordo area, you know, as you're coming up the highway from either El Paso or Las Cruces, you can't miss us. We're the gigantic golden cube on the side of the mountain. So if people are looking to find us online, NM as in New Mexico, nmspacemuseum.org. We also have presences on Facebook and on YouTube, where we right now we're posting great videos about kitchen chemistry and stories from space and virtual Rocketeer Academy and also, you know, galactic laughs, all sorts of stuff like that that our staff is doing right now during the pandemic on those two platforms. So that's easy to find. Just put in the name of the museum. You know, you can always give us a call, 575-437-2840, you know, and just, yeah, take a look us up. You know, not only look us up, also look up the International Space Hall of Fame and the New Mexico Space Trail, which you can just put in any of those things in the old Google and find us.
And when you do have your rocket club back, you have a whole bunch of people come up there and fire rockets off, a safety officer, I'm sure, but in groups. And who collects them when the parachutes float over the mountain?
They don't float over the mountain, but they do go out into the desert, and we lose a lot of them out in the desert. You know, it's a little windy around this area.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we lose a lot of them. You'll see that, you know, periodically when you look out in the desert, you'll see a parachute flitting around out there that's stuck on a piece of mesquite or something, you know.
Well, that's a fun thing. So I'm looking forward to that because I want to come do that. I checked it out. My son gave me a rocket for birthday a couple of years ago. There's no place to fire it in El Paso legally. So we looked it up, and you're it. So when you open again, I'll be there. I've got some rockets.
Yeah, you can launch from us. They're also actually in town here in Alamogordo. There's a place in Griggs Park where you can launch rockets from there.
Oh, I'll have to go look that up because that sounds like something I want to do. Well, we've been talking here with Chris Orwall, Division Director of the New Mexico Space Museum in Alamogordo, New Mexico. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
Uh-huh.
No, it didn't, but it's okay, you know.
Did he mess it up again?
Museum of Space History in New Mexico.
Museum of Space History in New Mexico.
Yep.
Well, Google
right.
any of those and they'll find you. I'm sure they can. That'd be a good
Or the website that is nmspacemuseum, right?
.org.
Yep, nmspacemuseum.org.
There we go.
And throw your phone number out one more time just for excitement.
575-437-2840.
See you next time, dude. Thanks a lot. You take care, Izzy. Thanks for being with us. Appreciate it, Chris.
Hey, thank you.
All right, we'll see you in the streets. And Melissa, we're back next week.
Next week,
yes. We got Mr. Bernie coming back.
I'll be dragging him along.
The star of ABC 7 in June. See you then right here on the El Paso History Radio Show.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week with great Mexican food. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.
American postal workers serve on the front lines of the pandemic, getting essential medicine, supplies, and critical mail to you. But this emergency has devastated the post office's finances. While corporations get billions in stimulus funds, the Postal Service gets nothing. And it could run out of money soon. That would mean the end of delivery to every address in America. Tell Congress to save the post office, because it's yours. Paid for by the American Postal Workers Union.
Hi, I'm Susan Eisen. As a native El Pasoan, I started my jewelry business with one focus in mind, making sure our customers are always proud to wear a piece from Susan Eisen Fine Jewelry and Watches. 32 years later, I'm still here focusing on the same thing, helping you before, during, and after the sale as part of the value and peace of mind you'll receive at Susan Eisen. I want to invite you to experience the Susan Eisen difference and see why thousands of El Pasoans have come to depend on us.
At 5857 North Mesa.
iHeartRadio is proud to partner with Global Citizen for Global Goal. Unite for our future. Calling on world leaders to commit funds to ensure everyone everywhere can access COVID-19 tests, treatments, and vaccines. Watch on NBC and listen on iHeartRadio tonight at 7.
The city is proud to partner with Global